This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
All right, hey, we are here at the 2023 Think Conference here, put on by the fine folks at Co-op Solutions. And look who we have in the studio lounge, two fine gentlemen who are representing the credit union industry. Right over there, we have Mr. Mark Meyer from Fidelity Research Institute. Mark, how are you, sir?
I'm doing bomb dig.
Good, good. Glad to have you here. And then right next to me, we have Mr. Nick Coleman from Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Nick, how are you?
It's an mouthful, but you got it.
It's a lot. Yeah. It is a lot. It's all up here. Somehow, it makes it out. Sometimes not all of it, but it gets out there somehow. But anyway, hey, how's the conference going for you guys? Mark, I'll let you go first.
It's great to gather again.
Yes, it is.
You know, there's all the good work of what co-op does, and there's also the network opportunity, and it is just great to see faces and individuals who we haven't connected in a couple of years. A lot of energy and payments at the center, a lot happening with the payment space.
No doubt, sir. And we'll get into a little bit of that here in a second. But Nick, how about you?
Great.
You're across the lobby foyer.
I see the CU for Kids, booth from here. I think the industry knows that Co-op Solutions is a crucial part of what makes the Credit Union for Kids program so successful. But this conference, I think, is a great representation of what happens all year. We've had a couple different fundraisers throughout the week. We have a CU for Kids celebration on main stage tomorrow. We're actually selling these rubber ducks here. We're selling them. We're gonna do a lazy duck race down the Lazy River tomorrow. And they're all different kinds of ducks. In fact, Mark, this one, I know this isn't something you're very familiar with. This duck's reading.
I think that's awesome. So that's a little research.
Yeah, it's a little
doing its research.
That's what you might be a little bit familiar with. Yeah.
I like the Mohawk duck.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's got a lot going for him these days.
You're supposed to rock the hairstyle of what duck you have. So if you buy it.
I'm definitely trending towards the bald one.
Well, cool. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. I bought three ducks, by the way. So I got three horses in the race, so to speak.
There you go.
Three ducks in the race.
Good luck.
So, yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, all right. The topic at hand, please, or gentlemen, here is how Children's Miracle Network Hospitals is helping break the debt cycle. So this is something very interesting and very timely as well, guys. So, and you guys are doing a session on this as well. Is that tomorrow, I'm assuming?
So, we actually did it, yeah.
Oh, you already did it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Alrighty then. So share with me how that went. Mark, I'll let you go first. Share some highlights.
Well, the key piece is when you're looking at the opportunities for financial wellness, there's a high correlation with physical wellness and health. And when you find a situation where somebody encounters a health challenge, their finances actually suffer as well.
Yeah,
and you know what credit unions can do, when you really look at the fundamentals of what credit unions can do to help with this, number one is to just start at home and help their employees, offer good health insurance as an employer, and making sure they're safe. The second piece is really asking members kind of what some of their challenges are around the medical needs and health insurance needs, and finding products, services that might support that. Mm-hmm. There could be a real opportunity with that. Mm-hmm. And some of that is partnerships, looking at partnerships like Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and their foundation, who are catalysts for finding ways to help mitigate some of the challenges, especially with sick children, and how that detrimental health impact also impacts the families and their finances.
Isn't that the one of the highest reasons for bankruptcy is medical debt? It's number one.
Number one reason. Medical expenses, number one reason.
Gosh. Yeah. So what's Children's Miracle Network Hospitals Network? What are you guys doing in this area? Obviously partnering up with Fidelity and getting this word out there.
Well, yeah, exactly. And we're really obviously proud to partner with Fidelity. I also have to thank you to Fidelity for the partnership and this project, but thank you to Marquez, an individual, for doing a lot to represent and champion CU for Kids. This coming year, he's going to be co-chairing our famous wine auction out in Southern California. Right. So I wanted
you're
to
invited.
Get that out there.
Thank you.
Hey, bring your checkbook. We're going to break 2 million.
All right, we'll be there.
Hey, for sure. You heard it from him, by the way. And this is on video live. We're not editing this out. I love it. No, but our motivation behind it was because we understood, we believed, I should say, at least at Siemens Hospitals, that financial and physical wellness were completely related. We knew some of those high-level statistics, but we also knew that we wanted to understand it much better, and we knew that Filene was the best organization to help us do that. So our motivation was to prove the belief that we had, prove the assumption we have, and now next we're going to work to be able to showcase to the industry how Children's Miracle Network Hospitals is on the front lines helping communities, because you know we have the research now, how do we prove our solution? And what we found just really early on so far is that children's hospitals are doing a lot of unique, untraditional things that you might expect a children's hospital to be doing for their community. Things like they're on the front lines of building community partnerships to address food insecurity, to address affordable housing, to address job development and training, and work with school system. So children's hospitals are such a focal point of every single community, not just because of the healthcare they provide, but because of all the community partnerships they provide as a whole. And those are part of what credit union fundraising goes to support.
Yeah, and I think your organization is right on the front lines of this as well. I mean, what an opportune place for you guys to be to really tackle this, really.
Exactly. Because our Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, our model is to be able to provide fundraising to hospitals unrestricted, so that we allow hospitals to identify the greatest need they have, whether it might be research or equipment, but it also might be community programs or things like that.
Really? Oh, totally. My gosh. Yeah. This is like one of those, like, why didn't I think of that type of thing? All right. Hey, Mark, from your perspective, what were some of the most interesting findings, and why should credit unions pay attention to this?
So number one, credit unions in aggregate in the last year gave over $22.5 million to support Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Where does that money go? We talk a lot about the notion of medical bankruptcy and how that really, when you talk about the financial wellness, the physical wellness, all this great correlation between credit unions and their mission and what CMN does, this notion of 13% of that $22 million goes directly towards charitable medical procedures that actually offset the cost for those families. 25% of that money goes for the overall wellness of those families in that situation. You heard Nick talk about housing, other offsets. And then another 24% actually is for those breakthrough R&D, innovative procedures that are changing and saving children's lives. So that's just a little bit that fascinates me. I think also something that really gives you pause is 50% of us, even with medical insurance due to the rising cost for out-of-pocket, are avoiding medical procedures.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
40% of us are skipping.
I hear a lot of that.
So 50% avoiding procedures or appointments, 40% skipping medications, and then you've got 10% of those of our population that are trading off bills, utility bills, and food to pay medical debt. And so this is a real issue, and I think credit unions sit right at the center at helping.
They are poised for sure to really take on this, for sure. Yeah,
absolutely.
With you guys backing it, for sure. Yeah. So we probably all know someone who has experienced serious financial hardship from a medical emergency. I know I do. What role can credit unions play in helping members both prepare for and respond to such an emergency? Mark, I'll stick with you on this one.
It's back to my opening comments when you kind of talked about how can we help and what can we do. Number one, ask, listen to the members, what's happening. Offer some product, services, financial planning for medical, and some sort of product or service that maybe could offset that.
Yeah.
And I'll come back to the one that we've got partners, and really reaching out to the partners to help. And you look at Children's Miracle Network and what we can do in that partnership, it's a big darn deal.
Right. Yeah, because obviously credit unions are doing a tremendous job in giving to this, to your organization.
Absolutely.
But there's more that they can do, obviously, and really stepping up and helping out their members. I mean, who knows how many members this affects? Probably a very large percentage, I would imagine. So,
absolutely.
What are you seeing out there on that
in terms of what credit unions can be doing? Well, of course, there's a ton that you can be doing when it comes to actually how can you support credit unions for kids effectively, so that children's hospitals can meet these needs and can provide healthcare, not just advanced healthcare, but also affordable healthcare. There's two things I want to highlight at this point in time. One is actually, and it's really fitting being at Co-op's conference at this right now, is that we've seen some success from a few credit unions that have added $1 to their ATM transaction fee for when a non-member makes a withdrawal.
Yep.
It's been super easy. What we've heard from them is it's very easy. It has not affected the transaction volume that they've seen, so they haven't lost revenue, but it's resulted in a ton of money being raised.
Yep.
So that's something I'd encourage credit unions to explore with your ATM ATM providers. The second thing would be to build a relationship with your local hospital representatives and identify what unique events and initiatives they host locally, because it'd be a really simple way for credit unions to sponsor a local event, but it's also a great way for credit unions to build their brand and build awareness within their community and to attract new members and to build consideration. We know that's a big thing in the industry. So
those
are two things I'd recommend.
Yeah, talk about a value add to the community. I mean, that's such a no-brainer for a credit union to do. Good stuff. Anything else? Any takeaway? What's the big takeaway you guys wanted to provide your audience today from your session? I'll let you go first.
I guess I'd say continue to support. Thank you. Thank you, first off, for supporting Credit Unions for Kids. We've referenced a lot of money being raised, a lot more money being raised next year at the wine auction. But I got to say, last year we set a fundraising record. We came back after a couple of turbulent years during the pandemic. So it's been really impressive to see credit unions continue to be passionate, continue to be dedicated, continue to be generous. So thank you. And please contact me or reach out to CUforKids.org if you want to learn more or be in touch with your local children's hospital.
We'll put that contact information in the show notes. So
appreciate
it. Just click on it and get right to you. So, thanks, Mark. I'll let you wrap it up.
You know, I would simply say the correlation between financial wellness and physical wellness is very cohesive. And credit unions have the opportunity, it's right in the center lane of their value proposition, to engage on the somewhat controversial topic of the state of our healthcare system. And we and our families are hurting, we as employers are struggling how to deal with it. We've got friends who are struggling, and to not ignore the debate, and also not to reinvent what needs to be done, and look for great partners like Children's Miracle Network to help solve these problems.
Well said. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes on a very important topic. Always appreciate it, and appreciate the work that both you and your organizations do. So keep it up, man. Keep up. Yep. Keep pushing that proverbial envelope. All righty, guys?
Yeah. All right. Thanks
well
for
done,
your
awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank
there
you.
They are. Rock stars. Well done, man.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.